following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good morning, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. We're going to dive into the scriptures today. We are going to be talking about unity and what it means to be unified as brothers and sisters under Christ, unified under the bonds of peace and his love. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 10 today. Let's go ahead and pray as we get started. Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for everybody who's listening. I pray that you guide them as they hear from your word today. Help them just gain wisdom and understanding, Father, that we know that only comes from your word. Amen. All right. Hey, you know, going back to last week, I talked about one of my camp experiences that I had with a student. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to bring up a few more of those. And I thought today, as we're going to talk about unity, and it's unity is something that believers, we need to be continued to be focused on, because there are so many things within the scripture and really within this world that will divide us. Everybody has their own opinion as to how things should operate or the way that things should be governed or happen today. And we allow that to cause division amongst us. And we should not allow that to be things that cause division amongst the family of believers, the ones of the family of God. Back in my days of being a camp director with managing all the different ministry programs and everything, I got to work with a lot of different churches. I got to work with a lot of different denominations. The way that it would work is that we would send invitations out to churches all around Southern California to invite their youth up to a week of camp where we would proclaim the gospel and we would promise a week where we would be able to deeply enrich and encourage the students who come to camp in many different ways. Well, when you invite everybody in Southern California, you get a lot of different groups. You get Presbyterians and you get Lutherans. You get people from Calvary Chapel and you get Baptist groups. You also get non-denominational churches. And then you'll also have nonprofit organizations that will also be sending their youth all to hear the gospel and to respond to the calling of the Lord in their life, to study their scriptures for a week away in nature, and to do a lot of deep reflecting on life. And every week it was pretty incredible. I don't think in the 10 years that I did it, we had one week where any church walked away and saying, well, that was a waste of time, because it wasn't. But in doing that, you can probably imagine that with all of those different groups coming together under one kind of teaching is that there can be a lot of conflict. And there is conflict that does arise because different groups like to emphasize on different aspects of scripture. Well, we were trained and learned over time that, you know, the best way to really make sure that everybody is unified is we just stick with the scriptures and we just teach exactly what the scriptures teach, and we stick to the core doctrine of the Christian faith, knowing that there's many different persuasions and opinions on different things that should be discussed. And I hold certain positions on things that our church holds into, you know, some of they'd say the secondary doctrine things. But we all as believers in Jesus, we hold to the truth, the spiritual truth of scripture. And we need to remember that we have brothers and sisters that have different opinions and persuasions on things, but they are still our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Well, I believe that Paul is addressing that here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 when he is talking to the church in Corinth. And we'll pick up in verse 10 here where he talks about the importance of remaining focused on Jesus and not just our little group that we've joined. And so this is what he says in chapter 1, verse 10. He says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ? Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized under the name of Paul? And he goes on from there to talk about how he's glad that he didn't baptize people in his name. And he's reinforcing a point here. And that's that as believers, we that follow Jesus need to remember the core teaching and understanding of our faith. And that's the nature of who God is, who Christ is, how his spirit works, and how we as believers need to be bonded together in peace and in love and in unity with each other, knowing that the good news of the gospel is for the salvation of many people whose eyes are darkened. They don't understand who God is. They have no idea who God is. They're searching for God, but they can't find him. They look in many different areas where it's a frivolous pursuit. And as they look, they don't understand who he is. Well, we as believers are ones who are supposed to be opening up our scriptures, are supposed to be proclaiming the truth of who God is, the good news that is found in the salvation of Jesus, him working through us through the power of his spirit that reconciles us to the Father in heaven, knowing that God the Father is the source of all true love, peace, and joy that everybody is looking for. Well, we have a hard time actually being able to promote that very core foundational backbone message of the Christian faith, which we very much need right now for all believers to understand. We have a hard time promoting that message if we are caught up in the sin of comparison, comparing one group with another group over some debatable issues, or maybe over some opinions or persuasions on things that are really things that should be discussed between believers, but should not cause division between believers. We need to be people that emphasize on the focus of the forgiveness, the free forgiveness and love of the eternal God from heaven that comes to us when we confess our sins, and helping other people grow in that understanding of who God is, of compassionately caring for people, of loving people, of reaching out to people who are in need, and being peacemakers. That means being willing to have hard conversations with people, all under the umbrella of God's love. That's who we need to be. And that's where we really need to stake our claim during these times. Now, I'm sure that 2021 is going to bring a lot of challenges, and there's a lot of tension that was built in 2020, and we're continuing to see it into this year. The year has just begun, and we are beginning already to see some foolish things happening with people. Remember, as a believer, don't buy in to the my club mentality. I go to my church here, and my church is the best church that has ever existed. My church is better than that church down the street, or my church is doing it this way, and they are better for a number of reasons. Either they have a better band, or maybe the pastor's message was more on point on one Sunday, and therefore they as a community are way better than other groups. That's not who we are as believers. We need to remember that as followers of Jesus, we need to seek harmony, we need to seek peace, we need to seek unity with each other so that everybody on the outside sees a group of people that though they go to different buildings or they hear from different pastors, that they don't start drawing divisive lines between each other. They don't start drawing lines in the sand, and they don't start doing what, remember, the Tower of Babel, Old Testament, what the people of that time were doing that was so wicked, is that they were building a tower to reach heaven, but not just for the point of reaching heaven. They were building a tower to make a name for themselves. And you want to be really careful of that this year, that you're not trying to make a name for yourself or your one specific group, or trying to promote how your group does it better than another group down the street. Rather, you need to be looking for ways to find harmony and unity with each other, and that's only going to be found when you focus on the core teachings of Christ, and those core teachings being that His forgiveness is free for all men, for all people. They just need to be willing to confess their sins freely, come to Him, open up their heart to the light of the knowledge of who He is, which we know Jesus to be God Himself in the form of a man. And it is by the power of His Spirit that lives deep inside of our hearts that He transforms the way we think. He transforms the way that we approach this life. And we are to be people that shine His light, which is a light of love, joy, peace, patience and wisdom, kindness and gentleness, goodness, faithfulness. And we show control, knowing that the Spirit is in us, helping us just really control those desires that are sometimes those desires of anger, or sometimes those desires of wanting to kind of boast of our own name. So that's my encouragement for today, is that you find unity with your brothers and sisters that are around you. Reach out to somebody, maybe somebody that goes to a different church than you, and talk about Jesus and talk about the love of Jesus. Look for unity. We need to find unity this year. All right, I love you guys. Let's go ahead and pray, and pray that you guys have a good day. Father, I thank You for everybody who's listening. May they continue, Lord, to look for unity, places of commonality with their brothers and sisters who are of the same faith as them, Father God, knowing that we all understand and believe, Lord, that You are the one true God, the God of love, joy, and peace, Father, and that Your gift of forgiveness freely comes to us when we confess our sins. Father, that's true for so many people. And may that truth just ring true in our minds and in our hearts and all that we do. And let's not be a people who try to cause division, Lord, but be a people who try to find peace and unity. In Your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.